Several animated TV series, including long-running hits such as The Simpsons and Family Guy, have made a decision to no longer use white actors for the voices of characters who are not white. That decision comes as the entertainment industry is under growing pressure to give more opportunity to non-white actors. For more on this, we're going to talk now to April Rain. She is the creator of the hashtag OscarsSoWhite, which has brought attention to the lack of diversity among Oscar nominees. Welcome, April.
Thank you for having me.
Let's give an example of what's at issue here first. We're going to hear a clip of voice actor Mike Henry, who is white. He's been playing Cleveland Brown, a black character on Family Guy. Let's hear a little bit of it now. His is the second voice. That's him saying, "And well."
You're alive!
And well!
We gotta get out of here. The water levels are rising fast. I'll just grab an apple real quick.
Granny Smith, what do you got, an oven in your mouth?
Mike Henry played Cleveland Brown for 20 years. The decision to cast white actors like him to voice black and biracial characters, April, where does that come from?
That decision comes from the gatekeepers, who are overwhelmingly white men. Voiceover work, animation work is incredibly hard to get into. So when we have marginalized communities, non-white communities attempting to get their foot in the door, very often they can't, because once an actor comes in and does a good job, they get hired for more and more roles, which leads to this problem that we're having now.
So we should say that Mike Henry has stepped away from playing that character. And let's hear another actor, Jenny Slate. She announced her decision to step down as the voice of Missy, a biracial character on the Netflix series Big Mouth. Here's a clip of Missy. She has most of the dialogue here.
Oh, boy. Oy, 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 oy.
You okay over there, Missy?
This book is really good. It's called The Rock of Gibraltar. It won the Gerson Prize for Historical Fiction. You should read it for Gustavo alone.
Why is it inappropriate for an actor to portray another race?
Well, it's inappropriate not just in animation, but also in TV and film as well. What I've always said is that someone that is not part of that community won't have the context and background to fully flesh out what that means and give us more of a realization to what that person is going through.
So it doesn't happen a lot in this case, but is it inappropriate as well for an actor who is not white to play a white character?
Absolutely. It goes both ways. We are talking about, so we need to make sure that we're discussing why a specific character has been portrayed as white or has been portrayed as non-white, right? Why does it matter? Because what we know is that more diverse a project is, the broader the audience that will come into that project. And so when you have the opportunity to make a character any race, then perhaps choose someone who is non-white, whether that be Persian or Black or Latinx or Asian or AAPI, just to give more depth to the story. But absolutely, people who have the most context to play those particular characters are the ones that should get the opportunities. And that also gives the opportunities for the actors and actresses behind the scenes, behind the voiceover work, to get their foot in the door.
The changes that we've been talking about have come most recently. I'm guessing you think that much more needs to be done. What's the next step you would like to see producers take?
Well, I believe that the next step is to go back to the writing room, because if you're writing dialogue for a community, once again, that you are not a part of, you may not have the proper context or background for that dialogue. So if you are going to put black and brown faces on a screen, but there are no black and brown faces in your writer's room, then more work needs to be done there as well. Hollywood and everyone needs to take more steps to find the available talent and give them opportunities.
April Rain is the creator of the hashtag OscarsSoWhite, and she is vice president for content strategy of Ensemble, which is focused on telling the stories of marginalized communities. Nice to speak with you, April.
Thank you so much for your time.